Simon & Schuster Audio presents Six Frigates, the epic history of the founding of the U.S. Navy by Ian W. Toll. Read by Stephen Lang.
Chapter 1. On October 21st, 1805, an English fleet commanded by Admiral Lord Horatio Nelson hunted down and annihilated the combined fleets of France and Spain in an immense sea battle off Cape Trafalgar near the Spanish coast. The Battle of Trafalgar, as it came to be known, crowned the British Royal Navy as undisputed sovereign of the world's oceans and confounded Napoleon's last hope of a cross-channel invasion of England. Napoleon, campaigning against the Austrians and Russians in the East, was angered and disgusted by the news. But he was hardly surprised. Since the outbreak of war in 1792, the Royal Navy had methodically and ruthlessly burned, sunk, or captured nearly every enemy warship that had come within range of its guns. To the French and all the other European peoples who had been punished by British sea power, the Spanish, the Russians, the Dutch, the Danes, it seemed as if the English were inherently more skillful, more resourceful, and more in their element while at sea, in the same way that a seal or a shark is inherently a better swimmer than a horse or a bear. It would be no exaggeration to say that England's naval supremacy in the early years of the 19th century was unlike anything the world had ever seen before or has since. The Romans had won complete control of the Mediterranean 20 centuries earlier, but rarely did they venture in force out into the Atlantic, and of the more distant oceans they knew nothing. In our own time, the United States might be capable of defeating all the world.